The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. People who hate Trump are planning this as a protest.
Wow.
They literally are calling this, quote, scream helplessly at the sky on the anniversary of the election. That's the event.
You realize who we should be thanking them for this.
Why is that?
It makes for great.
Oh, it's
content.
Gold, Jerry. Gold. Gold. The idea originated in Boston. Thousands of people have set to gather on Boston Commons on the anniversary of Election Day, which is coming up next week. And
wow, it's been a year.
Yeah, since the election. Not since he's been in office.
But still.
Mm-hmm.
Since that sideshow?
There's a Facebook page, and they have thousands now have said that they are going to attend. Following that, events have begun to pop up all around the country. People saying that they will gather in places like New York City, Philadelphia, and California. There's a few as well. The organizer, Joanna Shulman, says, quote, this administration has attacked everything about what it means to be an American who wouldn't feel helpless every day.
Right. Every day I get up and I feel helpless.
And her rebut will be to scream helplessly at the sky.
You know, that's going to be a banner day for pickpockets.
She then said, coming together, hold it, reminds us that we are not alone, that we are part of an enormous community of activists who are motivated and angry, whose actions can make a difference. So
are they going to scream one specific word or just kind of like an exasperated,
I don't know what to do.
I think it's like that. I think it's free form.
More, okay. You can like kind of just throw it out there.
I think it's freestyle.
Scream.
Yeah. Yeah. Points will be given for freestyle. The compulsories are not such an issue here.
It won't be plead to God or anything like that. Like, dear Lord,
no, they don't believe in God.
Or... you have to scream from your diaphragm.
if they believe in a higher power at all, I'm sure they'll be screaming to a nondescript deity. Something like that.
Oh, help me!
You
formless thing!
In higher power!
Non-binary, misgender, cis lord of the dance! Please, God! Oh, God! Wait, not God.
Not God.
No.
Just God.
It could be goddess, from what we know. Right. So again, let me share with you her statement. Coming together reminds us that we are not alone, that we are part of an enormous community of activists. Key word there, activists, mm-hmm. who are planning to scream helplessly at the sky. The activists, she said, who are motivated and angry. Mm-hmm. Whose actions can make a difference as they scream helplessly in the sky. Their actions can make a difference while they scream helplessly at the...
Well, that's a contradiction in terms right there.
Make a difference.
Seems very odd.
Yeah, it does.
More than 31 people have already signed up to attend Philadelphia's Screaming Helplessly at the Sky on the anniversary of
the
election. 3,100.
Oh, 3,100. I thought you said 31.
No, 3,100. New York City already over 2,000. 15,000 have shown an interest, whatever. They haven't actually officially signed up for it in New York, so it could be much higher.
They're curious.
Yeah, they're scream curious, I think you'd say. Scream curious. You know, they're curious about the event.
They're just not sure. College.
Right. You know, I did scream helplessly once, this one time in college.
I was drunk.
You know, but I'm not sure that counts.
Right. It doesn't.
You know, there was ecstasy involved. The organizer of Philadelphia's Scream Helplessly at the Sky on the anniversary of election. I really feel like a better marketing name.
It's a bit of a jumble there.
He said, and let me pause here. That's the pronoun I have assigned him. I don't know what his chosen pronouns are. I'm assuming that. I just want to go ahead and admit that.
You're an insensitive bastard.
I am. So is that okay? All right. He said, quote, I just want one day where I get a news alert that doesn't scare the hell out of me. I can't keep up with it all. Every time I think of the laundry list of social injustices on top of my own S-word, like my actual laundry, I get overwhelmed.
Like my actual laundry?
Laundry, yeah.
I get overwhelmed when I do laundry, too. I understand where he's coming from.
By the way, if it's scream helplessly at the sky on election day, that is the acronym for that would be SHATSOED.
SHATSOED?
SHATSOED.
Oh, wow.
SHATSOED. SHATSOED.
Wow.
Hey, did you SHATSOED last week? Boy, did I SHATSOED. It felt so good to SHATSOED. Just get it all out, you know?
I got so SHATSOED last night.
I couldn't help myself. I'd been drinking. I went to Taco Bell afterwards.
And then I went SHATSOED.
I had Little Caesars early in the evening. He went on to say, every news notification on my phone is a reminder of something over which I am powerless. And I think a lot of people feel that way. So F me, but he spelled it out there, for thinking it'd be nice to yell about it.
Okay.
So stupid.
This is what you got. This is it. You know what? I'm going to give it to Trump. He has completely disarmed them. They have nothing left.
They've got nothing.
This is. I mean, you don't have to agree with them. You don't have to like him up. But I mean, think about it for what it is. His detractors have. This is what they have. That's
you
it.
You think he's Melania? Look at this. I have so affected these people.
They're so triggered.
They're so triggered by me.
These
they're
little snowflakes, tremendous,
just screaming. Tremendous. How good am I?
Seriously,
am I tremendous or what?
Right. They're not saying, we're mounting campaigns, we're going to get Democrats elected, and by the way, we're already working to make sure that during his re-election bid that we have a Democrat that's ready to go. No, they're still defending Hillary and screaming helplessly at the sky, which I think is the same thing. I may be redundant there. Right?
I'm screaming why? Or what
why?
Happened?
Why?
What happened?
Now, I've been thinking, and I hope you guys take this for what it's worth, giving me all of the benefit of the doubt and do, knowing me, lo, these many years.
Oh, yeah.
I've been thinking that perhaps I should attend one of these events.
Perhaps with a recording device.
I would like to attend one of these.
I will pay to be there.
Either attend with a recording device and possibly help them some way.
Oh, yes.
Well, here's the thing.
Just capture. Let's say they get out there.
Yeah. Right. Let's say they get out there and they're screaming helplessly at the sky on the anniversary of election or shotted.
Shatsoed. I want to get a t-shirt that says shatsoed.
I'm already working on it.
I shatsoed on whatever the date is.
I'm so ahead of you.
So let's say they're out there and I mean, they're really motivating. They get out there and they start, and then they realize, wow, screaming for more than like 30, 45 seconds really is difficult and
yes,
taxing. It really is, you know.
It's not good for your vocal cords.
Right, it's not good for you at all. And then they're like, oh my gosh, because that's what will happen. It'll be the dog that caught the car, and you're like, look at this.
Yeah.
We got thousands of them screaming. I mean, you've got a minute, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And then what? Then what happens?
I'm predicting a lot of crying and hugging.
Okay.
As well.
So you're the organizer. You're like, we got to show this guy that we got to scream for at least 10 minutes. Come on, right?
Come on, people.
Maybe they'll do it in waves, you know?
Could be. So I'm thinking maybe if I'm there to inspire them to scream again.
You're with a bullhorn?
Yeah, something like that.
Keep it up. You can do better than that.
Where is the translator?
You can do better than that.
Yeah, no.
Let it out. Just let
see,
it all
see, that's coaching
out.
And encouraging them. I want to inspire them and perhaps, question some of the things they believe. Maybe I start talking about things that would trigger them. Something like that.
I like that.
In the background, just play, shout.
Shout. Let it all out. These are the things.
Come on.
Do you think there will be counter protests? Chris Cruz has it. Chris Cruz. Yeah, you didn't need megaphone for that or whatever. They're actually just illegals. Undocumented is a bogus made-up term.
By the way, I'm open carrying. I'm having Russian dressing for lunch.
Why? It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies, and syrups. Pepper jams that me and my family love. Whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.